I enter. The music is playing. Everyone is seated. The mood is very somber, but upbeat. You've had a good long life. That's all anybody can ask for. I light the candle. It's a metaphor. I compare you to this candle melting, how it burns itself down into a kind of coagulated lump at the bottom. That's your body. But your spirit, is the light from the flame. And when the wax is gone, the spirit... I'm sorry. I just got so, transported by that image. Walking somewhat slowly by reason of his concentration, the boy, an ancient man in some phases of thought, much younger than his years in others, was overtaken by a light-footed pedestrian, whom, notwithstanding the gloom, he could perceive to be wearing an extraordinarily tall hat, a swallow-tailed coat, and a watch chain that danced madly and threw around scintillations of skylight as its owner swung along upon a pair of thin legs and noiseless boots. Jude, beginning to feel lonely, endeavoured to keep up with him.
"Well, my man, I'm in a hurry, so you'll have to walk pretty fast if you want to keep alongside of me. Do you know who I am?"
"Yes, I think. Physician Vilbert?"
"Ah, I'm known everywhere, I see. That comes of being a public benefactor."
Vilbert was an itinerant quack doctor, well known to the rustic population and absolutely unknown to everybody else. In private, the phrase nervous breakdown was mentioned a couple of times, but Spencer's far too cool to have a nervous breakdown. Or if he did, he'd make the nervous breakdown seem cool. The way I see it, that whole Jack Kerouac, tortured, existential thing is fine up to a point, but not if it's going to interfere with your grades. "So what are you going to do, Spencer?" He narrows his eyes, looks at me.
"What do you mean, do?"
"You know, job-wise."
"I've got a job."
Spencer's signing on, but also working cash in hand at the all-night petrol station on the A127.